Vicky Penny Rohner is a fine artist with a love for textures that's reflected in her choice of media. She loves oil paint on canvas and pastel on paper, adding layers to give her work an added dimension. Her latest show at the Volcano Art Center features her work along with the efforts of one of her students, Kira Kamamalu Ventrella. The show is called The People, The Places, and Vicky's on the phone with us from Kona. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
You know, I'm looking at some of your work in two dimensions on the web, which of course reduces them in size and kind of restricts them to two dimensions, because I feel looking at each one as if there's a lot of texture on the surface that I'm not getting through this particular medium. Is that right?
That's right, and that's why you'll have to come up to Volcano Art Center and see it in person.
Well, you see, that's the hook, right?
That's the hook.
But you clearly love texture, right? Is that right?
Texture and color.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an impressionist artist from the very beginning, working with primary colors, mixing my own colors, and making that part of my work. When you look at my work up close, you can see almost pixels of color throughout, that the eye and the brain blend to give us the final look that we're wanting for our viewers.
Well, it's the blending that I'm noticing in the work that I've been looking at, because it's, as they do in real life, the colors sort of meld into each other. There aren't any strict borderlines.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. And that's the way God kind of created our eyes and our brain to work. When you look at nature around you today, everybody's familiar with the idea of pixels on our computer screens or our TVs. And actually, the very molecules of nature around us are tiny pixels, and they capture and release different colors, so the rainbow. So we see greens because the chemicals in the leaves release mostly the greens, the blues, and the yellow spectrum, and hold on to the red. So that's the underlying idea in the way that I paint, giving the viewer's mind and eyes the chance to create the image around them just like it is in nature.
Well, you know, impressionism is sometimes regarded as kind of a departure from realistic art, but
right.
Impressionism is, in fact, quite realistic, because it speaks to the way our senses actually absorb things.
Absolutely, I agree.
But many would not. Yeah, I mean, when it's taught, it's sort of as a period when art sort of veered off from the strict
realistic approach.
Yeah.
Right?
But don't you think it's kind of reflects a heightened understanding of the way the brain perceives? That seems to be kind of what you're saying.
It is, and I think that, as I said, now with the new technology and an understanding of how we actually see things,
mm-hmm.
It's more appropriate now than ever. And my artwork always starts with an impressionistic approach, and so if I have all of the three primary colors that create the rainbow on my canvas or on my paper, then continue towards a more realistic approach as I apply the local color. That's the color that's actually there, the blue, the red, the green, the purple. Then those other colors underneath it actually show through. And
mm-hmm.
even though we don't see it exactly as it appears on the canvas or the paper, the brain sees it that way and says, aha, that's the way it should be.
Well, when I think of a work that deals in strictly primary colors, that's that sort of that Kodachrome red balloon on a green background, very vivid thing. And as I look at this array of your things in front of me, I don't see there are no colors I would call strictly primary colors. Everything is muted, sort of veers off from those basics. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing about impressionism is you mix your colors from those three primaries. That's what all color comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to see just a splash of red from the tube necessarily, but rather that mixed with something else next to it. And what you're talking about when you talk about the green and the red together, you're talking about complementary colors.
Mm-hmm.
And those three complementary colors have those two complementary colors have all three of the primaries in it. So the green is the blue and the yellow, and then the red is the other one. It's an artistic, little bit of artistic science that every artist should understand and that viewers can understand, too. When you have a complementary color next to each other, it's still incorporating all three of the primary colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there.
It sounds as if understanding the science has been helpful to you in your
very
art.
Very much so, very much so. And it's something that I teach all of my students. I'm also in the State Foundation's Artist in the Schools program.
Mm-hmm.
I write a grant every year to be able to teach art in the schools. And I'm very particular about teaching the very basics of art, good composition, the understanding of how to create form with light and shadow. And I like to clue students in a little bit on some of that science so they know why the sky is blue and how to create something that's realistic, three-dimensional on a two-dimensional background.
So there's a little bit more compatibility between art and science than the layman might think, yeah?
Absolutely. And the more you understand that science, the better artist you can become. Because art is actually very mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
When you're creating a composition, the way that you put your design your composition on the paper.
The ratios.
The ratios, very important in creating good composition.
Sure, sure. And I see a very strong sense of composition here. In fact, one of the first images I saw of yours was a horizontal canvas with a cloud from the volcano running parallel to a field, yeah?
Yes.
That looks like your side of the island, too.
That is our side of the island.
And it also kind of evokes what the volcano does. It's a sort of a powerful image of how Vog is created.
Very powerful, right. And I'm so privileged to be at the Volcano Art Center with Kira. Kira does fabulous portraiture. She works with a palette knife, and her work is very textural as well.
Yeah, it would have to be, yeah.
Absolutely. And the Volcano Art Center has been so supportive of the artists on the island. It's really a privilege to be able to work with them. And I'm on the board of directors there as well. And this show is about the people and the places of Hawaii.
It's a good place to be an artist, isn't it, Vicki?
It certainly is. There's so much inspiration here. I can hardly... every day I get up and I don't know what to paint because there's so much available to me.
You're not in danger of running dry, then.
No, I'm not.
Good. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Vicki Penny Rohner's work will be on display, along with that of Kira Kamamalu Ventrella, at the Volcano Art Center Gallery until June 21st, and you can learn more about it on our HPR2 website.